And then there was that voice that you probably haven't heard before. But then again, maybe you have heard of Lauren Talese, native of Cleveland, Ohio, from Philadelphia. That was from her CD, Gorgeous Chaos, and something called Love Poems. We welcome Lauren to Afternoon Jazz on WBGO. How you doing?
I am fabulous. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for coming. What was it like here? I'm sure you've done it before, but what was it like hearing your song on the radio?
It's always crazy. Like, it's a blessing, especially with such a prestigious, historic station like WBGO. Yeah. I mean, it's fabulous. I'm excited.
Well, thank you very much for the compliment.
Thank you for
playing. I tell you what, and we're going to hear another song or two from Gorgeous Chaos, but you have some great players on this CD. Our good friend Christian McBride, his trio, basically I call Christian Sands and Ulysses Owens, that's Christian's trio to me.
Yeah.
And as soon as I saw that, I said, oh, we're playing this.
Yeah.
He was in today and spoke very highly of you. And
that means
sure,
a lot.
I'm sure that has to. So how do you get players like that? Robert Glasper is also on this CD. How do you get players like that to come out and help a young lady who's trying to climb her way in this business?
Well, first of all, it's definitely divine. It's definitely, I'm not working on my own here. I definitely have been touched by God because I feel so grateful to have such luminary artists on my project. So many artists that have done so well for themselves. I actually met Robert Glasper over a decade ago. We were both playing in a band for Bilal, and he was the music director, and I was one of the background vocalists. So I've known him ever since then and love Robert. And so I'm so happy he was able to find some time to be on my record. And Ulysses Owens Jr. actually co-produced my album with Adam Blackstone. So Ulysses Owens was on tour with Christian McBride, and it just all lined up.
Just came
thank God.
Together.
Yeah.
She up in here testifying. That's
yes.
All right. I like that, though,
oh,
Lauren.
Yes.
Lauren Talese, she is one of the vocalists that you'll hear this Sunday in the Sarah Vaughan Vocal Competition. I had a couple of questions that I always ask the contestants, as it were, in this event. Who was your biggest influence musically?
Well, I'll tell you, actually, one of the first jazz voices I heard, actually, I had a compilation CD. And on the CD was Nina Simone, Chet Baker singing, and Sarah Vaughan, Lullaby Birdland.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell in love. And I had come from a situation where I wasn't necessarily, I hadn't found my voice yet. And I was put in situations with big gospel voices. And I could get up there, but I didn't feel at home. And when I heard Sarah,
She can't wait.
I was like, that's me. I can sing this. And so I just fell in love with her. I like to call her Lena Horne, Nancy Wilson, all of those folks like my patron saints. I feel like they're with me as
aunties
I'm doing.
From above.
My aunties from above and from present.
Absolutely. For people at home who don't know this, and you probably don't, but we have a huge poster of Nancy Wilson in one of the corners of the studio. And when Lauren came in and saw it, she lit up and started taking pictures. I said, no, go over there and stand over
there.
I'll get
Thanks
you
for
over
that
there.
Photo.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
So what are you, I don't want to say nervous about, but what are you most concerned about for Sunday?
I just want to be in the right spirit, the right space, so that I bring myself forth as much as possible. I don't want any nerves to get the best of me. I just want to treat it like a performance and do me, so that at the end of the day, I have peace and I walked away feeling like I did myself justice. So that's my only concern.
The album is called Gorgeous Chaos. Lauren Talese joining me here in the studio on WBGO. So tell me about the title to this album, Gorgeous Chaos.
So I like to think the songs were influenced by and were written throughout my experiences in love and romantic love. And I feel like the gorgeous part was that I actually learned a lot. The chaotic part was that I thought I knew so much already. So when you think you know something and you're going the wrong way, it's chaotic. So it's gorgeous chaos because you're young and you're experienced in love, but you're also crying for no reason and going through all kind of stuff you don't need to go through. So
which is spectacular. from a performance standpoint, I mean, very well-rounded. Spent time at the Philadelphia, the University of the Arts in Philadelphia. You got your Bachelor of Music degree. Congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you.
Now, do you play any instruments?
Not in front of anybody, just enough to write.
Well, I mean,
at this point, maybe you guys will see my piano chops at some point.
There you go.
Now, not this year.
I was telling somebody the story a couple of nights ago about Cecile McLaurin-Savant.
Ugh, she's one of my. I'm going to see her like after this.
Now check this out. Her first album, Woman Child.
Mm-hmm. I have it.
And you know she plays on that album.
Ugh, she's everything.
Jitterbug Waltz. That's her playing piano.
What doesn't she do?
She is spectacular.
She's everything.
So, Lauren, we're going to hear the lead track on Gorgeous Chaos, Someone to Watch Over Me. Why did you select that? And even more important, why is it the lead track on your CD?
It's like a blessing. It really is. It's like, all right, here I am. I'm open to love. I don't quite know what I'm doing, but if you just watch over me, I know I'm going to be good. And it features one of my dear, dear friends, Eric Wortham II, on piano. Just piano and voice. Simple, stripped down.
Someone to Watch Over Me, Lauren Talese, one of the five competitors in Sunday's Sarah Vaughan Vocal Competition, the Sarah Vaughan International Vocal Competition. The winner gets a contract and the coveted Sassy. Lauren Talese on WBGO.
There's a saying old, says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm gonna seek a certain lad I've had in mind.
From her Gorgeous Chaos recording, Lauren Talese, Someone to Watch Over Me, and she knows someone is her musical aunties and
then my fairy godmothers.
Amen. Nothing wrong with that. She'll be performing on Sunday at the 7th Annual Sarah Vaughan International Vocal Competition at NJPAC, part of the T.D. James Moody Jazz Festival. One of the finalists will meet here on Afternoon Jazz. And final question to you, Lauren. I asked you when you came in, what were you working on? And if you win this, will this interfere on what you're working on right now?
No, this would definitely enable and further push what I'm working on right now. So it would be beautiful if I win this.
What would you do if you were the winner on Sunday?
Do you know what I would do?
Come on.
I would begin touring immediately. I like to speak things into existence. And I want to travel the world and sing, and in singing, heal people. Because I feel like people are healed in knowing that they're not alone, that somebody has gone through what they went through in love or just in their daily walk. There might be somebody similar to them out there. And sometimes just to hear some music and have somebody talk to you is healing. So I look forward to spreading my joy all around this world and telling my tale of winning this competition, should that happen on
Lauren
Sunday.
Talese, she is on a mission. Good luck to you on Sunday, and maybe next year we'll be reading your name in the list of winners here at WBGO.
Oh, yes.